Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts tonight, accompanied by Liz Sister and Jan Drake. DC Love couldn't make it today due to the torrential rainfall down in the East Coast where she's at. But we miss her, but she's here in spirit with us. How are you ladies doing?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
I'm dodging the rain here on the East Coast, it appears, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. I'm here in Ohio, finally. Moved out up here, and I'm officially, like, settled in, so it's that's the reason why I wasn't on last week. It was my moving day, so I'm back to being settled in and so happy to be in my new home and ready to live my next chapter of my life.
Oh,
so.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you like Ohio already so far?
Yes, I do. There's a beautiful park near me that just has, like, amazing fields. Like, it's just, like, and walking trails and everything, and it's just, like, so amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Are you near any water? I know how much you love. We lost Mary.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah, she dropped right up. It happened earlier when she first came on, so maybe it's something with her you know, she might be settling in.
Oh,
still,
yeah.
So I'm sure she'll be back in a moment.
Well,
so exciting for her to be moved. I know it's been a really unsettling time, so she'll be happy to have a nice established place. You know how it is. It's nice to go to your place, right, that's comfortable and home at the end of the day, right, Jan?
Yes, it is so much. And she's done it very fast, too, very quickly.
Yes, she did.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. It must be Mercury retrograde. Can we still blame it on that?
Yes.
Two more days. I was wondering. I was like, what just happened? I'm like, all of a sudden, like, I'm like, hello? Well, yes, I'm really loving it here. There's beautiful trails, and, you know, the complex I live in is just beautiful. It's just everything I always wanted. So I'm very happy.
Oh.
Looking forward to this year, and, you know, it's just amazing. Anyway, I'm just bubbly.
Dan and I were saying, when you got dropped, Mary, how nice it is to have your, you know, to be settled and have your comfortable place that at the end of the day to go home, right? It's just like,
yes.
You can take that deep breath.
Yes.
It is.
So are you near any water? Because you loved the water where you were in Connecticut, right?
I know. I'm actually near, like, 20-minute a river, but there's no beaches here or anything. There's just lakes and rivers, and the lakes are near, like, Cleveland, so it's a little further up, like, maybe 2 hours from me. So, but, yeah, there's just rivers, and, you know, I soon to, like, visit one once I settle in, you know, and figure out, you know, where everything is. And my daughter's from here, so it's like, you know, she's been here for 8 years, so she knows the area. So she'll be showing me to the river because she knows. We both love the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm near the river. It runs right here in the village. And it's so nice. Like, that's what I've grown up next to. I mean, I spent my summers at the Jersey Shore and things, but, you know, right here by the river, it's just as beautiful. The river offers a different peace than the beach does. You know, both equally as nice. But the water is so calming and soothing and relaxing, and just gives you a different perspective, I think, sometimes just by being near it and experiencing the element. So yes, and Mercury retrograde, I will tell you, every single day of this, I've had some technology snafu. And so
you have?
Taking a deep breath and gone, Mercury retrograde.
My only issue was just now, and then with setting up my internet, I just, you know, did it this morning, and I was like, okay, I know how to do this. I have a smart TV, and it's supposed to connect, and I changed the name of my router, and then I'm like, I can't find Mary's router. I'm like, where is it? So all of a sudden, I call AT&T, and I'm like, listen, I can't connect. What is going on? They're like, well, I see it. It's working. You connected it right. Do you not see the name of your router ending in XEA? And I'm like, huh? I changed it to Mrs. Yankee. Really, it was Mrs. Yankees I put. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm looking for Mrs. Yankees and I can't find it. And they were like, no, I don't think it took your name change. So it's whatever the router was, you know. So I was like, oh, yeah. That's why. I'm like, so I did it right. It's just that it didn't take the name change or the password change. I'm like, oh, man. So that was my little mishap today that the guy was like, well, you did perfectly fine. It's just, you know, the name change didn't change. So that's the reason why you couldn't connect. But everything now is connected. Oh. The Bluetooth,
your hair
around town, everything. Little by little.
Yeah. Everything
a
day I've had something.
Oh. It's such a hassle, the Mercury retrograde sometimes. My goodness. I'm just I'm knocking on wood because I haven't had anything yet. I'm just knocking on wood because I've had it
extreme before
too. But yeah, and I've gotten a pass on it this month. I don't know why. But, it's unusual.
Must be
in my sign.
You know, whatever house is of your zodiac, it probably, it must be the time it jives with it.
Yeah, probably, yeah, because I usually have severe problems.
Oh.
Wow.
I think most of us do, and we don't realize it until we become aware of it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I've never had electronic issues this profound, like, this many. You know, I've had a couple, but this has been, I'm like, oh my goodness, every day. Okay.
Wow.
So I just wanted to, if Jan, you would like to introduce yourself and tell the callers a little bit about yourself. And you could also share your beautiful poems as you normally do.
Aww.
So that would be great.
Thank you so much. I will.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I will love to. Well, my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium intuitive. And I am on Facebook and Twitter, and I've been working with the Sacred Embers group on the radios on and off for several years. I've taken a big break because I've had illness. And I'm slowly just doing a little bit here and there. I really enjoy working with both of you, Mary and Liz, and all three of you in DC, just and doing this and not, you know, I don't want to do a whole lot, but just this has been lovely, really. Just and you, all of you are so amazing to work with. Oh gosh, it's such a breeze,
likewise.
You know. I would go on. Lynn Bleasdale's show too, and she was lovely to work with also, so I just wanted to put that in there. She has a beautiful show also. I channel poetry, and that always comes in my readings, and I also like to write poetry. I just like to do it, and my dream is to share them with musicians and maybe write a book someday too. A lot of people are really wanting me to write the book. And I really want to go with the musicians. So it doesn't matter. Whatever happens and whenever the time is right, it'll all manifest. But I have done some music stuff already with a few people in the past. So I know it's possible. So anyway, and then at Sacred Embers in our group, we have a secret, kind of a secret group for the missing persons crime. We have a room, and several of us are in there every once in a while. We don't do it a whole lot because everybody's really busy, but we work on crimes. And that is something I've been enjoying for many years now. And I worked in another group called Channeling Eric, headed by Elisa Metius. And her son is one of my guides, Eric, and he has helped greatly in a lot of cases that I've worked on. So, and he still does. And we've done several cases, many cases still here at Sacred Embers. So it's just a continuation. And anyway, that's pretty much, you know, what I do. I haven't been doing a lot of readings lately, but I do them here and there. And I am going to start doing more. I'm going to start putting ads up in the room, Sacred Embers room, soon, and just do a few here and there. And so anyway, that's what I've been doing. And on and on. And so I will go ahead and share my poem. Sorry. I'm a little bit spacey today because I, anyway, you were talking about the river, both of you. So I looked up this poem called When That River Flows. I have a poem about a river. And it goes, when that river flows out of your heart, you know that this is a good place to start. When those supernatural feelings are unique, where angels fly in your soul, they speak, and change has come to us at its peak, a time to dance, a time to grow. Nothing can tear our divinity apart. And that's just a small poem on that. So I'm just going to start my poems here and move into a different chair. And some of them are the same as last week, so it's just a carryover. And this one goes, love wins where time stops and flow begins. Synchronicity abounds and love wins. And this one's called Majestic Ecstasy. Let's drink each other's colors until we are overwhelmingly in majestic, delighting ecstasy of joy, laughter, and love with each other. And this one is called Love. Love begets love. Hate begets hate. Which one you choose could be your fate. Try a little honey, give some flowers to your mate. Start a new trend. It's never too late. And then I had read some death poems last week, and they're in my pile right here, so I'll just go ahead and read them. There are places with no time, endless moments of instantaneous creative thought. When we walk to the next room, many of us will go there in many different ways. We will survive, and we will bloom. We don't need to be afraid. We will be guided into that moment of expansion. We will be receiving from what I have heard, now from another, from our Lord, a beautiful mansion. And this one's called From Earth to Heaven, the Dove. The gift of life is eternal. As the dove reminds us of the passage from earth to heaven, we will have renewal, eternal life, cleansing, innocence, and peace and love as we join our loved ones, friends, soul family, animals, guides, angels, God, on our next journey of existence, not the end, but a new beginning into a cosmic transformation of wellness and pure fun as we will pass from earth to heaven with the dove. And I wrote those because last week there was all this stuff that happened, and the massacre in Texas, and then a dear friend of ours in the dance world died, and several other things happened, and so I just wrote those. And this one goes, I am wild and free. Let the spirit carry me. The dance still lives in my soul abundantly. And this is a God poem. Refresh my heart with your rainbow of love, dear Lord. Let me see it, hear it, feel it every day. I will never get bored. And this one goes, no matter how much unacceptance one receives from anyone, it's nicer to do this. Speak peace. Speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one's called We Find Our Way, Butterfly. We find our way. Try not to judge anyone in the day. Be grateful for what we have in life. Try not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It is only a long minute here for us on earth. then gone like a flash, we will be ascending into a rebirth and then attending a big bash. The differences between us are there, but we feel a lot of the same things. For some, all, not all is fair. However, it's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can, and celebrate life when, even if you are ill, know that you may find your way every minute. You have God's guidance and your free will. Then we find our way, and we can sing with lightness and color as we can fly with a butterfly's wing. And this one's called Somewhere in Between. Sometimes we look between the worlds and see something we have never seen. Sometimes we hear words from someone from somewhere in between. Sometimes we feel a magical feeling that one cannot explain. Sometimes we get touched by something that is not from this earth plane. And this one's called Two Light Beams Dancing. Two light beams cross each other's paths. They make beautiful rainbows, forming a cosmic bath. They shine their brilliant rays, dancing together through the spheres. They shower the space with hundreds of sparkling stars for many, many years. These beams illuminate the most fantastic light design. Throughout the universe, the skies and planets shine. They are a gift from the heavens, here to remind us of the news that God is watching over us with his galactic gurus. And this one's called Dreams Wingless. Without our dreams, we would be wingless. Without them, we couldn't fly to the depths of the universe, to the outer realms of our creativeness, of our own uniqueness, our bliss. We must encourage our dreams daily and allow them for them into reality. Let them take a journey with us as we flow with them into manifestations. Allow our wings to form and fly free. We are not wingless. We are dream makers and dreamers, you and me. And I'm almost done. And this one's called A Few Words of Peace. A few words of peace is like a slice of heaven to your ears to shake off that psychic attack that brought you to tears. That a few words of peace is like a massage for the mind, the soul, the heart that rids of itself of fears. It's better to be kind. A few words of peace is like a kiss that saturates the senses and lets down barriers and many defenses. A few words of peace is truly peace for you and peace for me. And this is called Divine Artwork. Let the light shine from your soul, your body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. You are brilliant colors. You are beyond measure. And this is called Then There Is Peace. That split inside of yourself, it hurts. There is pain. It paralyzes your soul, your broken heart, your body, your mind. One part is okay. The other shivers. There is peace. But there is peace as I find it a little each day. And if I were I, wind, if I were I would trust my instincts and move like the wind with excitement and wonder, following my heart and knowing there is no beginning and there is no end. And that's that.
Wow,
thank you,
Jan. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
We love your poetry.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I was tingled.
Yeah. I had two comments. So you talked about channeling Eric in the beginning of your introduction, and it clicked with me all of a sudden that two of the girls that
really?
I started taking my classes with, they followed channeling Eric too. You said channeling Eric, and I was like, wait a minute, don't I know that? And as soon as you said it's run by his mother, and I was like, yes, this is the – so Caitlin Morey and Gwen Mungo, they were big in that group, talking with him too. They really,
oh my goodness.
They used to talk about him all the time, and I thought, how funny, because that was like 5 years ago when I heard about that for the
really?
First time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so neat. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, what a
coincidence. That is so cool that you knew that you got connected with them too. Yeah, that's a very special group to me, and I was with them several years, and I'm still with them. They're still there, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm working with our group here. I used to be a medium over there, and I did worked on the crimes. We had a crime group over there too. But, it's a beautiful group. It's such a beautiful group, totally, and a lot of amazing, interesting people and teachings interesting
yeah.
teachings over there too, and I really enjoyed it, and they're part of our group also. I mean, they're always, you know, we've invited all of them
sure.
there in our group, Elisa and everybody, and Ryan used to be over there. Ryan used to do radio shows with Elisa
oh,
a lot.
Okay.
And so then he came over to Sacred Embers, and well, he was part of the making of Sacred Embers. You know, he was part of the whole
right.
making of it. And so anyway, on and on. I'm just so glad that you got to be to know them too. Yeah, they're our
yeah.
family. They're part of our family. You know, extended family, basically.
So funny, I think mine and Mary both. Our first show was on Lynn Bleasdale's show as well. I believe Mary was
uh-huh.
invited by Lynn, and I was invited by
mm-hmm.
her other co-host, Sue Beckley, who used to live here
oh,
near
yeah.
me, and now she's moved down south to the shiny state of Florida.
oh, right.
So, you know, we love Lynn on this show just as much as you do.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
yeah.
here on Sacred
yeah.
Embers, I have to say, has been so welcoming and kind and, you know, just generous with their prayers and giving, and anytime
yeah.
anyone needs something, it is like a nice family here. It's been very, very
mm-hmm.
nice. Because I think Mary and I think we're coming up on 2 years, right?
Yes, yes.
Really?
I was
yeah,
like,
wow.
I'm so
excited.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like,
that
is
so cool.
I don't remember exactly when, but I feel like it was it October, maybe? Did we start in?
It wasn't May.
I don't know. Was it
I
May?
I thought it was May.
Oh, so it's been 3 years?
Yeah, of 2020.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think it was May
really?
Of 2020.
You're kidding.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I
and
have
you've
to look
been
at
doing
it,
radio.
But I'm like, wow.
And you've been doing radio
for
shows
years,
for
yeah.
a long time. For two. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Wow.
I'm in touch.
Oh, my gosh.
You're having fun.
Well, I can't
it feels
imagine.
Like just yesterday we just came up
yeah.
with the name and everything and came up with
yeah.
the group and oh my
oh
gosh.
You did?
I remember. Yeah.
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 Oh.
Lynn,
Mary and I did a
us.
FaceTime and we talked. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it's been 2 years
that was
already.
Amazing. And Lynn did it, you know, put us together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
she,
yeah.
It, when I was working with Lynn, we had Sue Fields de Alamante too, and Lori
uh-huh.
Connolly. But we worked with them for quite a while, and then it changed, and then I started working with Ryan and Shannon Johnson. We worked with Shannon for a couple years too,
oh,
and
yeah.
she's phenomenal. I mean, everybody in the
yeah.
Sacred Embers,
yeah.
They're all phenomenal, and I can't even imagine Sacred Embers without you, the two of you. You, to me, you are, you know, what I mean?
Thank
it's
you.
Like now it's, well, yeah, now I feel like it's, you know, it's such a, you, both of you are so strong and so amazing, and so are all the other ones, too.
Yeah, I always feel like
yeah.
such a new
yeah.
newbie in the group. I'm like, oh, I hardly know
yeah.
anyone, and everyone, you know, is always and always a lot of people say the same positive thing. So it makes you feel good because you sometimes when you're
yeah.
unsure, you know, if you're feeling unsure about your abilities, you definitely this group will pick you right up and reassure you that you know exactly what you're doing and you're in exactly the right place. So.
Isn't that neat? I know.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
they really do. They all of them have made me feel confident. And another one is Tina Godin too.
Yeah.
She used to do the
yeah.
shows, and I'm forgetting a lot of other people, but I wanted to say their names too. But yeah,
yeah.
you know, you the two of you are very
Natasha
are
Scott,
amazing.
Right?
Now Natasha, of course.
yeah. I'm like she reaches out a lot. I follow a lot of her things. I had someone else's name.
Yeah,
on the tip
she's
of my
amazing.
Tongue, but I forgot it. It'll come back.
Catherine Peoples. Catherine Peoples
yes.
is another
my
one.
Catherine.
And, Yeah.
She and I have connected, and you know, we're looking to start up a show on Mondays in the near future as well. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it's still like, you know, in the making, but you know, it'll come, I believe, maybe next month or so. So it's going to be interesting. A little twist.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be
neat.
I
think everybody offers something different. Mm-hmm. Every group of people that connects offers something different too. So it's a really unique group here, to be honest. Everybody
mm-hmm.
has really unique talents and abilities. Even though they're categorized as the same talents, everyone's is different, and it's special in their own way. So it's been very,
yeah.
very cool to be with this group.
And the
yeah.
great thing about it, about Sacred Embers also, I have to add, is that, you know, we're always there, you know, to help each other out and to guide each other. And, you know, if one needs help, you know, we're always available, you know, in the group. I've reached out to you, Jan, to DC, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Catherine
mm-hmm.
and Lynn many times. You know, it's just been amazing. It's just one big family, you know, and that's exactly
yeah.
what it
yeah.
is. It's a family, you know, that you can call upon. And that makes me feel so amazing because, you know, it's open, you know, it's not like, oh, you can't contact me. You know, we all like, you know, have a nice group, a family. Yeah.
yeah.
That's what it
yeah,
is. It's
totally. I know.
Yeah.
And Dawn Mitchell too. I forgot about Dawn. And there's many,
yes.
there's others. I just can't think
yeah.
of everybody.
There's so many. yeah.
We'll never remember them all, but. All the members here, family people, we,
yeah.
you know, they're all wonderful, all great. On or off the air, they're doing something behind the scenes, no matter what, whether they're posting positive things in the Facebook page or Instagram page, or they're on a show, they're all
that's
contributing
right.
in some way. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all
yeah.
about, right? It's just about shining our light and spreading it further and further because...
Mm-hmm.
As we have seen more and more recently, you know, the world needs our light. The world needs light all over. And we're all being
yep,
called
yeah.
to shine what we have. There's no amount is too little. That's what I tell people. Anything
oh,
is a help. And I also wanted to say, Jan, thank you for reading your death poems again. Because
okay.
I today was... received news, a former coworker, they found him passed on in his chair at the office where we work and on Friday. And
oh.
today they put it in,
oh,
in the paper. And I was reminded and I thought,
oh, wow.
You know, as sad as that is, and we, you know, I would never wish that on anyone. I also said, you know, it may have been the best place for him to go. Because he lost his wife a few years ago. He's worked at this place since he was a young man, and he was in his 60s. He was still young to be passing
mm-hmm.
on, but, you know, I said maybe that was exactly where he wanted to go. So I definitely felt
yeah.
that and felt spirit in peace and happiness there. So, so thank you, because your poems just, you know, reassured me that he is okay, and he's where he
yeah.
wanted to be, where he's meant to be, and he's going to be taken
oh.
care of.
Right,
okay.
yeah, thank you.
I'm
sorry
I
that...
My
that
oh, don't be sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of life, right? We
I know.
So often don't want to think about death, but it's what we... It's what we've come here to do at some point. So
yeah,
I
know it's true.
You know, for a long time, I was very uncomfortable with it, very uncomfortable talking about it and get very emotional. But
mm-hmm.
I've come to realize more and more, like, this is what we're living for. And that,
yeah,
I don't want to say the goal, but like the goal is to experience as much as you can and to, you know, make mistakes and learn from them and grow and just do the best you can because no one's perfect. We
yeah.
weren't sent here to be perfect. We were sent here to live and experience. So, you know, and when it's their time, it's their time. And I think your poems give it a nice, comforting, you know, a little bit more of a comforting feel to go along with that thought. So
I'm glad. Thank you. I'm really glad
you know
that.
It's beautiful on the other side, right? We're going to the other side where there are no constraints. There is no beginning or end. We're just simply moving on to that place of being. So, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, you're welcome. So I'll introduce myself. I'm Liz Pfister. I often refer to myself as a spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I love everything spiritual and metaphysical. I am an empath and an intuitive. I do channel some messages. I do a lot of card readings. I use pendulums and those kind of things. I do spiritual counseling with people to help them intuitively, you know, find things that are on their right path and, you know, work on some self-healing. I do meditation coaching with adults, and I also developed a children's class because I just to see the importance of teaching mindfulness and meditation to our young people so they can handle life a little bit better. so many more things. I'm a card deck creator. I have this radio show, of course, and I also new this year own a holistic center in upstate New York where I have classes and meditations regularly. And every Tuesday night from my Facebook page for that, it's River Maven 77. I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So you can go in and listen along live, or you can watch a replay. I have every replay on there from March of 2020 every week. So you can find them there. Just was something I was called to do when we kind of shut down as a country for the pandemic. And I've just continued to do it ever since because people did reach out and say, hey, you know, I appreciate this. You don't know how much I need this. It, you know, it helped a lot of healthcare workers get through that time. And many other people, you know, stay-at-home parents, teachers, we were all feeling stress in different ways. And a lot of people needed it. So I continue to live stream it now, even though people can come in person to enjoy it. But I keep the live stream going because those people are still there. And if it helps them get through that, it'll help them through all the other things that they have in life too. So sound therapy is obviously part of what I do. So normally I bring a bowl, but because we're having pouring rain and I have to run outside and then run back upstairs, I'm like, I'm not going to do that with crystals. So I have my tuning fork this evening. So let's all get settled in. Feet on the floor. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose, filling up your chest and your stomach full of air, and then let it out nice and slow through your mouth. And take another deep breath in, and you bring your awareness to the center of your chest, to your heart chakra. Breathe into the sound. And go ahead and bring yourself back to where you are. Hopefully that made you feel a little bit more sort of grounded and relaxed. A little more connected to everyone else who's on the airwaves.
Yes, thank you. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And I also
It feels really good.
Yeah, I saw you were watching last night, Jan. You're a faithful follower.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it. I want to listen to it every week because it just does something to me. It makes you feel so good. It just, I just love it.
I used to say before I played, I used to say it was my favorite hour of the week because I used to go every week and attend. And then as people, you know, moved and their lives changed and someone needed to fill the slot, I took over, and it's still my favorite night of the week, even though I'm giving, you know, when you give, you receive. So it's so powerful for me to, you know, to do that as well. So I still just love it, and I love to share it with other people as well. And then, Mary, I know you used it for your mom.
Yes, and I used it for myself, too, still. Yeah, exactly. For my mom, who has Alzheimer's, she loved it. Like, she was just so alert when she heard the sounds. It was just so magical to see her light up. And for me, when I was going through, you know, my injury, and I did it one time, and I just laid on the ground, you know, and just listened to your meditation, your sound bowl, and it was just like I felt like, it was just lifting out of me. Like, whatever it was, I was releasing and just lifting it out of me. It was just magical. I highly recommend it for anyone that's trying to balance their life, balance, heal, you know, because we healers say, you know, balancing, it's really balancing that we need to do, right? And remove and you know, release, basically, you know, what we're doing. And I felt a big release, you know, doing that, the sound bowl. So it was really good. I definitely recommend it for sure.
You gave me chills.
It's amazing.
I have a friend.
Absolutely.
For the last 7 weeks has been going through chemotherapy for bladder cancer. And so as soon as I found out she had it, I called her and I said, you know, I have this tool I can do for you. It's not about money. You're my friend. You know, you figure, you know, it'll all work itself out in the end anyhow. But so I said, please don't feel like you're using me or you're taking advantage of me. I want to come and do this. And so she didn't call me. I told her daughter to, you know, make sure your mom calls me. I want to do this. I'm not, you know, you're not taking advantage of me. And I finally saw her husband, and he looked like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I said, please let me come to your home and do this. So I went every week for 6 weeks of her chemotherapy and played bowls for her every week for an hour. And last week they switched her from chemotherapy to immunotherapy because all of her original spots were gone or had shrunk so much they were not detectable. Sorry, try not to cry.
Wow.
I'm about to cry. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that is a miracle.
To how powerful it is. Oh. You know, I'm sure chemo helped too. I don't say, you know, not to consult your regular physician and all those things, you know, and they had her on vitamins and stuff as well. But it's just an added thing. It at least put her at ease. And there was 1 week, one of the first weeks in, she didn't feel great, right? Because your body adjusts when you start to take the chemo and, you know, we don't feel good. So she didn't want me to come up because she was concerned that she just wasn't, you know, she wasn't feeling well. She wasn't going to be friendly. And the next week she couldn't receive her treatment because her numbers were down. And I said, listen, I said, you don't have to get out of bed. You don't have to talk to me. You don't even have to open your eyes. I don't care. I said, just not about, you know, visiting and being friendly. I said, this is about you getting better. And so from then on, I went every week, whether she felt good or not. And every week her numbers have stayed up, so she was able to get her treatments regularly. So, you know, just
wow.
Even if it's, you know, the vibration of music itself, it just lifts your energy and it lifts the cells in your body, you know, the vibration of yourself, where it does, you know, help your immune system, because our emotional energy does attack our physical body. It does cause illness and pain. So it's important that we, you know, really pay attention and keep ourselves well. And when we find out we're sick like that, we don't, you know, most of us, we go to a depressed state just because you don't know, right? It's unknown. You don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know what's going to happen. Right. You don't know how it's going to go. And so it's scary. And so it's, you know, completely normal to go there. But it's, you know, something like music, though, can keep your vibration up. It can keep you out of that defunct. Because she was also struggling with, you know, being angry about it, because she didn't want her family to, she didn't want to take anything out on her family that she was feeling just because she was emotional. And it's okay to be mad.
Yeah.
It's okay to be angry. I said, everybody here is still going to love you, even if you are short with them. Because that was really making her, you know, that was making her unwell as well, not letting out that anger and aggression about being sick. So there's a lot of things that affect us physically, and a lot of things that can heal us physically that aren't necessarily, you know, medical treatment. Of course, consult your physician first, but, you know, you can always add these other things to any treatment you're receiving to kind of complement it and to help you, even if it is emotionally or mentally, there's nothing wrong with that. So, and I feel like I've been called a lot lately in the last couple of days to, my messages have been pretty consistent with my card pulls as far as, you know, going within, connecting to your intuition, listening to your body. I just feel like as a world, as a people, we are being called more and more to do that, to connect with ourselves and be aware of ourselves, not so much the outside world. You know, a lot of times we take on all this energy, right, from everything that's happening in the media and in the world, and that affects us too. So I think we're really being called to pull away from that and to, you know, internalize, make sure that we're treating others with kindness, that we're treating ourselves with kindness, right? A lot of times we beat ourselves up, we're a worse critic. So I wanted to share a passage from this book I have. It's by Melody Beattie, and it's called Journey to the Heart. And this is the passage for June 1st. It says, let your body lead you. Our bodies can help provide us with direction. Many of us have heard the expression, I'm leaning toward that, or I'm leaning away from that. When we're centered and balanced, our body will help show us what we really want to do. We will literally lean toward or away from what we like or don't like. We spent much of our lives forcing our bodies into situations, into energy fields and circumstances that it leaned away from, resisted, moved back from. Then we wondered why we hurt and felt uncomfortable. The more we honor our body, the more it will help lead us, and the more it will become a natural guide, helping us on our path, reflecting the desires of our heart and soul. The more we learn to trust our body, the more we'll come into harmony with our natural rhythms and cycles and movements of our lives. Learn to open to the subtle guidance and messages your body sends to you about what it likes, what it dislikes, what it leans towards, and what it leans away from. Learn to see where it's leading you. Talk to your body. Ask it what it wants. Then let it show you. Respect it enough to listen. The more we connect to our bodies, the more we will live connected to our hearts, our souls, and be guided by the divine. The more we practice listening to our bodies, the more naturally and easily this guidance and connection will flow. The wisdom of your body, for it often reflects the wisdom of your soul. And I just thought that was very fitting.
Oh, it's just
wow,
beautiful. I just loved it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I feel like this is
really, really
the
nice
longest introduction ever of our show, Mary.
I know. I still haven't introduced myself. I should have done that when I opened the show. Okay, so I'll do that now. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I love pulling cards, and I have a variety of decks, like tarot cards and oracle cards. I'm also a Reiki master. I offer different types of readings on my website, like 20-minute readings. There's numerology readings, and numerology is, you know, one of the benefits of it is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose, and it's also the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be in this lifetime. And You know, I do also intuitive readings, bring in your guides, and you could either email me or book through my website, which is www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via Mary Hernandez at 5252@gmail.com. You can find me through there, and then we could set up an intuitive reading. And since Cece is not here today, I'll introduce her as well. Cece Love is the best. She's an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I had to put that there. Divine healer, animal communicator, seer, ordained minister, and dream interpreter. She channels and brings forth a divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. She's also a Reiki master in Uswe and Saikem. And you can find DC Love on Facebook at DC Love 58. And also on the Sacred Embers. You can find us all there as well. And I also picked a card, as I normally do. And the card that flew out for the collective was the Shield Maiden. And that's from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck. And it says, make plans and focus. So have a plan or strategy in place before moving forward. And it's taking some time to assess what your next steps will be. All great warriors have a plan. You are a sensitive being, and if you're not prepared for the task you are taking on, you could end up feeling exposed and helpless. The ancestor guidance that is coming to you now is a reminder that you have a warrior's heart and that you have it within you to be more prepared and focused than you have been recently. So have a strategy in place and let your guides support you as you move forward. So making plans and focusing on them, you know, I know lately because of my move, you know, like my plans have been moved and shifted a little, but, you know, I'm back to, you know, making my plans and focusing a little more on my spiritual business, you know. It's and also I forgot to mention, I also sell candles, and some of my candles, I forgot to mention that. I do Mother Mary infused candles, and I also have Reiki candles that I sell, and that's on my website, you know, and there's different sizes, jars there, but the Mother Mary is normally, you know, a ceramic pink jar that I have it, and it's, you know, it's really beautiful and lots of flowers, roses all around. You can check that out as well on the website. And I was
going to ask you, and then I did a couple weeks ago when you first mentioned it, and I'm like, they're not on here, and then I forgot to ask you.
Oh, they're not. Okay. So I'll double check because I did update the website. Yeah. And then one quick message, because I have a calendar that is Louise Hay, you know, I can do a calendar. And for June, the message for June is, this is a wonderful month for offering the gift of service, which we do, right? Every day I find a way to express patience, encouragement, support, forgiveness, or appreciation. I find fulfillment in blessing those around me. And, you know, I believe that's exactly what we do, right? We are of service. We give the gift of service to our callers, you know, and to anyone and to each other. And it's just a blessing, you know. I feel like that's a blessing to give it and also to receive, right? Because when we give, we receive that. So it's just beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
And I think we're ready. We're ready to start the show. They're probably, the callers are just like, wow, this has been like the longest intro, but I believe it's been so beautiful though.
Yeah. Well, I think there was
it really was.
Mm-hmm. And I actually see a caller that we had to hang up on last week just got on. So I'm like, oh, well, here's somebody we missed last week. So we'll pick that up first, like we always promise. Often they don't call back the next week, so you don't, we don't get the opportunity to.
Yeah.
Apparently we have waited long enough. So, are we ready, ladies, to take our first caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, apparently the storm has left DC's and it has now moved to my house. So hopefully we don't have a power.
Oh, no.
So be on standby, Mary. If I fall off, that's what has happened.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Oh,
we lost them.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Did they say something?
I clicked on it.
I thought I heard
them
say something.
I did, too, and then it said caller dropped, and I'm like, what? It was still, doing the sprinkle. Well, if they come back, we'll get them. So we'll try our next one here. Area code 504, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Do you have a question for us?
I do, actually. I had called with intent to ask a question, and as I sit here in my car, actually, it changed, and I started to weep for some reason. I'm not a crier. But my question, strangely enough, completely separate from what I was going to ask you, was remote viewing. Should I seriously pursue that, and what would I do with it?
Remote viewing.
Yeah.
Is that like Zoom?
Is it like what?
No, remote viewing is a spiritual, where you go into like a room or somewhere you want to be in.
Okay. I'm sorry. Why was I like totally not in the same place? I'm sorry.
I'm getting my pendulum.
I know
it doesn't matter.
I got chills today. I got chills when you asked that question. So, and normally chills mean yes.
Okay. But what would I
and
do?
And
I
can.
Go ahead.
Well, are you? Should I go? Okay.
Yes,
yes.
Please, Dan. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Kelly, I do remote viewing. That's what I do. for the crimes mostly. I didn't know. I had no idea that I could do it. Several years ago, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. I didn't have any training in it. Someone asked me to help them with a crime one day, and I said, okay. And I started to see the area where they had been murdered, because they started to appear, the girls who had been murdered, two of them, twins, and they appeared to me, and they showed me the area, and I told my friend the area, and it was exactly where it was, and I saw the landscape and all that, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you have any inkling to it, I would go for it, absolutely, because it's just, I didn't know that I could do it. I had no idea, just absolutely didn't know. And so basically it's like a gift that has been given to you to do, and what you do with it, you can do many things with it. You can find people, first of all. You can find animals. You can look for anything that gets lost of yours or anyone else's.
Yes.
That, you know, think keys. I use it for, people ask me, and I think she might be listening. I help people find keys or jewelry or all kinds of things, animals. And
yes,
so you can,
it.
You know, it
yes.
takes you right, you get to, you see the, you know, like if I'm looking in a neighborhood, I can see what the colors of the house, I can see the houses, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all that.
I understand. I do understand what it's for. I'm asking for me. In other words, do you
yeah.
see me being successful, and why? I mean, my point is that's completely off. I was weeping earlier, and I don't know. Wow,
yeah.
It wasn't sad. But anyway, and I
do.
So this,
have
this
you
question came
have
to
you
me.
Been feeling? Have you been feeling to do it? Like, are you like just that you brought it up? You must have a feeling for it, right?
Well, that's
you
what
have
I'm
a feeling
for. I'm asking. You know, what was it? Is it part of my past?
Yeah. Well, I think it is. Just because you're even asking about it, because that's a specific thing, remote viewing. But the first thing that I got, I usually get animals right away, and they help to give the message. And so I got the rabbit. I got a rabbit for you very clearly. And it says, a great opportunity comes your way and take advantage of it. It's progress may be moving slowly, but you have the ability to move on it, which to me is a big yes. And rather than, it says be, this is a creative time for you, so it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way. They're just, I see the animals, that's what I do, and then I look in a really nice book that talks about what the animals are. And it says you're very sensitive, articulate, artistic, and have a depth of wisdom that surprises others. And as far as, I mean, I love the bunny because it helped. Bunny rabbit is one that moves forward. They hop and they jump and they move forward and onto things. And you're wondering if you should move on to this. And I feel like that is a good answer, that you should. and as far as what you're going to be doing, I don't know exactly. I'd have to do a meditation and go in deeper. But I feel like it could be a path for you, definitely. I mean, my answer is yes, as far as if you think you should get involved in it. I think you should. I think you can. I think you could. You know what I mean? You could take a class on it if you wanted to, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
Kelly, this is Mary. We all go through and give you our responses. I got a huge yes from the beginning, and then I asked the pendulum, and I got a big yes again. So, yes. I'll see what else Liz gets now.
Okay. So I apologize, Kelly, because as you were asking the question, what I was seeing was like somebody watching a TV, and I'm like, wait, what? That's why I got confused, because I'm like, wait, what are we doing? And I think the storm hitting definitely threw my vibe off that I was in at the beginning of the show. But I feel like you've already been doing this for a while. That's what I'm seeing. And you, when you started crying, do you remember any thought that you had at that moment? Like even a flicker of a thought of a person or a place?
Well, I think I'm feeling for the children that have massacre mm-hmm. lately, because I'm not a big thing on news, but I was overwhelmed with that. But also filled of joy at the same time. So I can't give you that answer because I'm not quite clear on why. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the things, you know, as you practice more, I feel like what I got is you've been doing it a long time and you probably maybe don't realize it. Do you experience like a lot of deja vu moments? You're like, oh,
yeah,
that's happened before. Okay, so that's like you've already gotten the glimpses without asking. You know, they're being sent to you. So obviously you're empathic. Do you do any like? Are you aware that you're empathic, and do you know how to protect yourself and your energy so that you don't have people zapping you? Or
right, I don't know about the protection part because I've had experiences that's bizarre, and I can, of course, rationalize pretty much everything away. I'm just learning to call myself an artist. I don't know if I'm quite ready to call myself an empath, but I think we all are. But yeah, I am definitely. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, what if I pursue it, what am I going to do with it? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, is it going to be part mm-hmm. of my income, or is it going to be part of, and I just had to say, to live off of? Yeah, or uh-huh. something. I mean, what's it going to serve?
I feel like you can use it any way you want to. You definitely, with more attention to it and honing the skill, you definitely can make money at it. Because they're already coming through, and even though you weren't aware of what they were, you were aware of what they were. So you're already in touch with it, which is huge. Mm-hmm. A little bit of work to, become more familiar with it is not going to be long. Is it a hugely valuable service? Yes. mm-hmm. So I feel like you have any flexibility you want. But that's where the protection comes in, too, because when you open yourself up, things can start to bombard you and just start coming in out of nowhere, and you can become overwhelmed. So you want to know that you have control, and you can say, nope, right now I'm not doing this. If you don't want to be in the field of serving other people, that you can shut the walls down and say, no, I only want to use this for myself to make decisions about my life. You can do that. it's up to you. Mm-hmm. But you also have the option to, open the walls up and say, okay, I want to know, bring me information about this and go there. Sometimes with, things like the massacre, you may not want to see the things that could be seen there. Not that I'm saying that that's somewhere you necessarily wanted to go, but, be aware of that too. And so, again, protection right. and, making sure that you're clear with your guides, like, please don't show me anything that I wouldn't want to see. Definitely take some training so that you're prepared. Mm-hmm. I know that any of us could walk you through it and help you with that if you wanted to reach out to one of us. Or if you've already seen a class that you're interested in, definitely go with those people. But you should always, anytime you want to talk with the spirit realm, make sure that you protect yourself. Just because things can happen. not necessarily bad things. I don't want to make it scary, but you just want to be aware. You want to be conscientious and know. You want to know when you don't feel right, too. So a lot of times, the work that I do with sound healing and chakra aligning, you know where your center is, and you know when you feel good, and then when you don't feel good, you're aware of it. Those are just things you want to know before you do that. But I think, I want to say things. I know that you already have this ability, and with honing it in, you have the ability to do with it whatever you want. If you wanted to advance yourself and your life and your career, you could do that with it and make money that way. Or you could use this gift to make money as well. I see either option available to you, really. Anytime that you feel overwhelmed with emotion, just kind of maybe when you become aware of it, right? Take a deep breath and kind of close your eyes and think, okay, what am I thinking about right now? Like what triggered this thought? What triggered this emotion? You may even find yourself, doing that viewing in that moment because something's trying to get your attention to take you there. But again, remember that you're in control, and you could say, not right now, if it's interrupting you at a time where you don't want to do that. I think that's important for you to know. And also to, I'll give you the bubble up protection. That's what I do in the morning. When I wake up, I ask my angels and my guides to put me in a bubble of protection so that I can be aware of what other people are feeling, but I don't take on their emotions. I don't absorb them. I picture myself in the bubble of Glinda the Good Witch and the Wizard of Oz. And people come around me, mm-hmm. and I can be aware that they're maybe grieving or they're angry, but I'm not taking on that emotion from them. Because a lot of times, well, often as empaths, we absorb what other people are feeling. We absorb their emotional state as our own because we become confused about whose energy is whose. So that's why the bubble is important. And people that are energy vampires that are just looking for someone to leech energy off of, oftentimes they're not aware that they do that, but they will zap our energy. You know those people that you just get exhausted being around, right? When you have the bubble, you can let them exhaust themselves. They go, okay, yep, I'm still here. And I am aware that you're running on that hamster wheel just burning yourself right out, but I'll be here in my bubble while you do that. It makes you feel better. It definitely does it. You feel more alert and awake and less tired for sure. I did pull two cards for you. I brought two decks this evening, the James Van Prague Soul's Journey and Judith Orloff's Power of Surrender deck. So the Power of Surrender deck, I got Surrender the Habit of People Pleasing. It says, speak your needs and be true to yourself. Focus on your own happiness instead of always trying to make everyone else happy. I feel like a lot of times you are trying to do what other people have made you believe is right or the societal norm, and you want to do other things. You know that you're talented in other ways. You know that you have other gifts. A lot of times doing spiritual work, people don't think that you can make money doing it. Well, ha, 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 you can. There's all three of us ladies to tell you.
Absolutely.
You know, release that fear of what other people think of you. Release the fear of trying to fit in their box and their mold, and be very comfortable and true to where you are, because you are, we do our best, we perform our best in this life when we are true to our authentic self and our callings. So I feel the remote viewing is obviously your calling. It keeps coming to you. It's definitely part of what you're supposed to do here. And not everyone's going to think that's conventional. Not everyone's going to think it's real. And sometimes those people are our family. And we just have to say, okay. But I'm going to keep on doing it. Thanks. If it doesn't work out, I'll let you know. And sometimes you just have to have tough skin in that place. But for the Soul's Journey card, and I thought this was interesting, I picked the card Regret. And it says, I know that I cannot change the past. So I think you're thinking about this. You know if you don't take a chance, you're going to regret it someday. There's other things in your life that you're kind of holding on to regret about. Let it go. Because you know what? If you had done things differently, you wouldn't be where you are now. You wouldn't be in the same place. It may be better. It may be worse. We don't know. And we'll never know because it's already over with. And all we can do is move forward from this point. We either learned a lesson or we were diverted because of a blessing. So, you know, let those things go and take chances on the things that you're excited about. Go ahead and take chances on the things that nobody else believes in. If you're feeling it in your heart, if you're getting tingles all over your body, that's your intuition telling you that, yes, this is meant for you. This is the right thing. So listen to that. Listen to your body. Listen to those feelings and those emotions because they're not lying. They're not your brain and your ego stepping in and telling you you can't because what other people have said is the right way or the wrong way to do things. Our intuition doesn't lead us astray. It only wants what's best for us. So that's my message for you. Mary, did you get anything else for Kelly or?
That was it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope that helped you, Kelly, with your decision and what you want to do.
Okay.
I think
Thank
the
you.
Signs are all
pointing
to yes, that's for certain.
Okay.
So You know, it's in your hands.
Good, Kelly. Good luck, and I hope that you call back in and let them know how it goes, because this is so exciting, and everything that Liz says, I completely agree with. I mean, just she said the perfect message for you, and it's so exciting. I'm excited for you. So anyway,
you can find Dan on the Sacred Embers page. She can be your remote viewing guide.
I appreciate it. I really do. I've been flushing out that people pleasing thing for the last few years, and I'm on the good side of the mm-hmm. hill of working on that, getting that out of my system, you know, pretty well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely flushing that out, because that was a big part of my growing up. So, yeah, definitely flushing, doing pretty well.
Awesome. So
thank you very
definitely
much.
Like
I appreciate
Dan said, call us. Oh, you're welcome. Definitely, like Dan said, call us back and let us know how everything goes. We'd love to hear follow up.
Oh, great. I will try. I will mark it down because I will forget.
All right. We can't wait, Kelly. You. Good luck. And have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You as well.
Good luck.
I'll hug the wall.
Oh. How cool.
Oh, that was so
wow,
cool.
That
I love
so
what...
cool.
Yep.
Because at the
I love what you
I was
said,
like,
Liz.
An
that was perfect.
And what you told her.
She needs to know about the protection. That is so true. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling her
you
that.
Know, a lot of people go into this work, even energy work, right, like Reiki and, you know, maybe violet mm-hmm. flame or any kind of energy work, even massage therapy, right? You're touching people. You're in the
yeah.
energy field. It's so important mm-hmm. to know about protecting your energy, because we don't realize how open we are. And when we become aware, and I'm sure you guys can attest to this too, when you become aware, you realize how much of the time your emotional system was screwed up because of other people.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
You know, when you felt
for
things,
sure.
you're like, I don't know why mm-hmm. I feel this way. Because it's
know.
Not you. And we don't know. So it's, you know, it's so important. And especially when people are feeling things all the time and they're like, I just don't know. I'm so overwhelmed. Yeah, because you gotta put up some walls. People are just attaching to you like a succubus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. You have to do that as for us, we have to do that protection and clearing and everything at least twice or three times a day, and also grounding
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
That's
I
why before
absolutely.
The show I went to ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I know times on the show we've had those clear in between callers sometimes, even if it's been like an energetic celestial event, sometimes like you'll get like this extra warmth of energy coming through and you just can't. We'll be sitting here with a selenite in hand talking to people on the phone.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I've done that many times, yes. Thanks for the
Great.
Reminder, Liz. Yes. I don't even know where my crystals are.
Oh, no. That should have been the first box you unpacked. They would have ridden on the
actually I have it in the little jar. I just opened it up right now. Thank you for the reminder. I'm bringing them over. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure
wow.
Jan, you know, in the crime scene work, right, like you sometimes you could possibly be looking at something that you don't want to see, right? I mean, there's some horrific
mm-hmm.
things we hear about out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm sure you know, you're clear with your guides, like, hey, there's certain things I don't want the whole visual. Like,
yeah. And they'll surprise you and you don't even realize, like, oh, my goodness, why are you're just, you know, and, but
yeah.
then, I think, well, I put myself out there. I decided I was going to do the crime, and I asked the guides to show me. I asked for help, and they mm-hmm. showed me. And sometimes it's just so horrific, and you just go, oh, my goodness. But, you know, I asked for it, too. So we have to be careful. That's why I love that you said that. The projections are so important. Oh,
yeah.
Can't say it enough.
And be clear. You know, when you have a relationship with your guides, they know what you're okay with and what you're not.
You've
communicated that. And, you know, and also, in the same respect, I would say, too, it makes you unafraid, right? If they're going to show you, you know that you can trust them. They're not going to show you something you wouldn't want, you know, that wouldn't be something that you'd be up for. So if they're leading you there,
exactly,
you know what you're supposed to be doing. So that's the other side of it. And I thought I just didn't want to go too deep.
No, but that's so true. That means that way you know that you're protected because they're going to show you what you can handle to be, you know, and plus what you need to see to help the situation, you know,
right,
the best that
right.
you can.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to show you something that's not related.
Yeah.
Or unnecessary. All
right. Right.
Well, should we take another caller, ladies? We had a good first one.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Area code 813, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, my name's Kathy.
Kathy, do you have a question for us?
Just a general reading would be nice.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have anything, Jan, yet? Or are you still working?
I'm looking for the animal, and I see it right away. And it's an owl, Kathy. It's an owl. Have I ever given you owl before? Oops, sorry. Maybe you don't want to. I know
no.
who it is.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No, you haven't. I was going to say, and that's funny. There's been an owl outside my house, making owl sounds or whatever hoots for the last week or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I never heard it before.
Wow. Oh, you haven't? That's interesting, isn't it? That's neat when a new animal comes around. Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the owl is saying for you right now to meditate a few minutes every day when you can and to see what is revealed to you. And be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear, and quietly observe your environment, watching and listening for signs and omens. Now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you'll be able to see, hear, and feel events. The most creative cycle, the owl shares is at night, and a good time to work on projects, etc. And you typically see what others don't see, hear, and feel. So, and you're able to see falsehoods very, very, very well. Owl is a representation of an old soul, and one of their greatest gifts is to foresee the future. And they're also clairvoyant and clairaudient. Well, you know, owl is like one of the psychic animals. And when you're facing a difficult decision, you want to make a decision that will reap the most benefits for all concerned. And if you're discerning about someone as to what is true and as to what isn't true, you'll know if it's illusion or deception. So the owl is really powerful. I love the owl, and you have one, and then you say you have one around your house. So my goodness, that owl is there for you, Kathy, I think.
Cool. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
Are you ready, Mary?
Hi, Kathy. Yes, I am.
Hi.
Kathy, I pulled, I and this is Mary. I just pulled two cards from you, from the postcards from Spirit, and the first one says, the common things be in the world, but not of it, and where the world loosely refer to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of many co-creators here to play and have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence. The presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan.
Mm.
Loving you always and forever. Wow, that's so beautiful. And in the back, there's it says, you are beauty. Aww. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
And then
yes,
and,
it is.
And then these two cards are green, by the way, which is Archangel Raphael as well. And then the next one is, dearest you, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. And I'm called to say about your spirit animals as well, the animals that you are seeing in your life on Earth. However, clarity in your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity, be clear, and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us to answer you. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer in your favor. Affirmative, we say, loving you so very much. And in the back, there's a peacock, and it says, you are divine beauty. Wow, how beautiful.
Mm.
And what
that is so neat.
That is so beautiful. And what I'm getting from this card also is that, you know, sometimes we ask, we forget to ask for our needs to be met, right? And being like a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
is really not so good for us. You know, we need to please ourselves. We first and others second, you know, and learning how to do that, you know, in life is very important, you know, to meet our own needs and love ourselves. So I just wanted to let you know that's what I was getting from this card especially. But what a beautiful reading, and the peacock and the owl that came through from Jan. That's beautiful. And look at the peacock, what the significance of a peacock is. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. It's like rainbows. For me, it's like rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, Mary.
You're so welcome. And I'll switch you over to Liz, unless Jan has something to add there.
No, what you said in the reading was phenomenal. It was perfect, Mary. Just incredible, really. Just spot on, beautiful. Everything was,
thank you,
was spot on.
I thought that peacock was significant, and I'm like, I don't know if I have enough time to look this up quick. but I did manage to pull it up. And it says, the peacock spirit is the epitome of beauty. The graceful power animal offers lessons about self-love, honor, integrity, and the importance of facing life's challenges as well as the unknown with courage and confidence. When the peacock struts gracefully into your life, you may be entering a time of rebirth. So I think that went perfectly with Mary's message. And then I had some great things come out for you too, Kathy. So...
Oh, that sounds good.
The first card I pulled was out of the Power of Surrender deck, and it was Surrender Denial.
that says, accept people and situations exactly as they are without denying the difficulties. Then you can see things clearly and make the best. I started writing after I read that. I said, stop making just excuses for others. Just accept that this is their personality. So I feel like you're, you know, maybe saying, oh, they're this way because blah, 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 or they're this way because of that, or they'll come around soon. We are just who we are. Most mm-hmm. likely we're not going to change
That's true.
Any of us unless we want to. So it's really looking at the other person or the situation and saying, okay, that's what's there, right? It's a blank wall, and that's how that wall is. It's not going to move. It's not going to change. That's that wall. Do I like that wall or don't I like that wall, right? It's up to you whether you're going to accept the way the situation is or if you're going to walk away from it. You know, and the second card I got out of the Soul's Journey deck is worry, and I'm learning that worry doesn't change an outcome. So the message I got with this was when we want others to change or we want situations to change, we create our own worry because the people or the situations are what they are, and we're just not accepting them. We're in our mind thinking, I want this to change, and we create our own pattern of worry, which I'm going to tell you, ironically, this card to me is very beautiful. they're all mandalas, but this is peacock colored, ironically, purple and greens and blues in like the swirl pattern. And I get it, right? Because when we're worrying, we're just going around in what I call the loop, where we just rethink the same thing over and over and over again. But sometimes we can rethink it and we can extend the loop, right? If we say, you know what, this is how they are, and I'm going to be okay with it. And we take a step out into the next loop, right? And we kind of broaden that. We get away from that worry, and then we create new ones, right, that we work through. It's kind of like doing inner self-work. We, like an onion, right? We peel away a layer, and we find another one sooner or later that we have to peel away. And many times there are similar situations or similar people that we come across in life. And, you know, next time we might do it a little bit better. But we tend to repeat the same cycles with each personality type, I'll say. And sometimes we're better at it than others. Sometimes we cut it off right away and we say, oh, I recognize this. Nope, I'm walking away. And other times we say, oh, you know what, I can deal with this. And we just approach it differently than we did the last time. So,
good advice.
I feel like we know what it's about. It's not a bad thing. It's feel like it's close to you, I almost want to say like a child or a romantic partner. I'm not sure which that you're kind of at a tug of war with, and it's just about stepping back and saying, okay, who is this person? If I'm not emotionally attached, who is this person? And recognizing that they're going to be okay too, you know, and you're going to be okay. But it's defining your boundaries, defining you, defining what you're okay with and what you're not, and making that stand and communicating, right? Being upfront and direct about where your line in the sand is. And that kind of helps them to either come up to the line or to walk away from the line too, because they're going to have, they'll have the realization too and the acceptance that this is who you are and this is, what you expect. So I hope that those messages helped you out tonight, Kathy. But I think you have some beautiful
ones.
Yes,
definitely.
There.
Thank you, ladies.
You're not in a bad place at all.
You're welcome.
Sometimes we create our own. We don't have enough things to worry about, right?
I have plenty to worry about.
Yeah. Okay. So, feel free to call us back anytime, Kathy. We hope those messages help you out and give you a little bit of guidance going forward.
Yes, they did. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Kathy.
Great evening.
You're welcome. Take care, Kathy.
Oh, another great one. I love giving general readings.
That was
one of my
so good.
Yes.
That was so amazing.
I like
the
general read.
Yeah. Well, they're fun. You know, I feel, you know what the problem is when someone asks a specific question, right, we all go into our ego. Like, we do a lot of work on this, but we still have ego, just like every other human. So then I'm
exactly.
always like, wait, am I making that up? Or is that, wait, what? We check it, Jess. all right.
That's how I felt when, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, when the lady, when Kelly called in about the remote viewing, and I wasn't quite sure what she meant, so I went ahead and said, oh, well, I do this and I do that. And she didn't want to know about me. She wanted to know about her, and I thought, oh, God, I felt so stupid and so silly, and you know what I mean? But then I...
Well,
but
I think
okay,
I pretty much
opened
up with the foot in the mouth, Jen.
Yeah. Then I realized I did open it up, and it helped her. It might have helped her see what you can do with it, and she's going to do whatever she wants to do with it, and it'll be fine for her. But, you know, but then I realized, geez, it's not about me. It's about them, you know. So I totally relate to that.
It's the energy.
But in
it's
telling her what you did with it, you actually helped her.
Yeah,
well.
I hope so.
So
I hope so. Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
I
hope
so because it made me like interested in doing that too. So and you explaining.
Yeah.
It. So I did. I have done it like once or twice, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's
an amazing gift to have.
It is something that's useful, like in a career setting, right? Because a lot of people don't think what we do is something that you can have as a job, right? And this is
I mean,
you're helping police departments. And ironically, like, we think, oh, I saw that on Law & Order where they brought a psychic in, but I just thought it was TV. No, they legitimately do this a lot of places, a lot of times.
Yeah. It's for real.
So it is something. Yeah. It is something that's a viable job, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get a little burnout as a psychic, you know, because there's a lot of things that go along with this world, right, that you have to know about protection. You have to know about, how you receive your messages and having that relationship with your guide. You have to know about how it tires you out sometimes. Like, it can wipe you right.
Yeah.
You couldn't do 10
totally.
Cases a day, right? Like, you'd be,
No
out.
Way. Oh, God,
but,
no.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And if you get too involved with the client, there's so much to all our work that we all do, there's so many things that we have to look out for, you know. And people don't know how much of a breakdown of so many things there are, and there is with this work. There's so much, you know. There's a lot to it.
Yeah. Well, and people, so many people in the world don't realize that we are. Our bodies are vibrating. They're picking up the vibration of everything and every person around us. So whether we identify as an empath or whether we're, super in touch with the emotions and are sensitive or we're not, it's happening to us. And if you work with the public, you become aware that, like, you take on energy from people you interact with. And it's important to know that even if you're not identifying as an empath, it's happening to you. And you just may want to do it.
No matter what.
It does.
Exactly.
You know, I've worked with the public pretty much all my adult life, and I know days when I've cried with people, doing customer service. I've gotten off the phone and been angry for no reason because of somebody else I was talking to.
Yeah.
They didn't necessarily anger me, but their anger transferred over to me. And I wasn't aware. So, it's like you're out of sorts. that could be what's happening to you if you're a person that deals with other people. It's very, very possible.
Definitely.
So. Okay. So our next call. Ready, ladies?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Area code 404. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure. It's Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I was just calling to see if an old coworker of mine, will she sign off on a form needed?
Will she find the what that's needed?
Sign off on a form.
Oh,
document.
Sign off. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought
sign
it
off on a
sign
form.
Something. I was like, okay.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. Sign off on what?
A form, a document
form.
That's me.
A document. Oh, okay. Will she sign off on it? Okay, should I go?
Go ahead, Jen.
Yes, please, Jen. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Hi, Brittany. It's Jan.
Hi.
So I'm just going to – I just give you the animal, basically, and I'm getting a little duckling, like not a grown-up one, like a baby duckling. It's so
mm-hmm.
cute. And duck basically is the water. They represent water, and they it says this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically, and it's a time to have fun and even get silly, and a time of turmoil has, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed, and whatever you find uncomfortable, do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort in uncomfortability. Don't deny that. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle with either work or a relationship. And you're moving through some difficult emotional entanglements. You realize that you're taking yourself way too seriously and you need to lighten up a little bit. And that's what the duck comes in to tell you to to go out and have some fun and be a little silly and just lighten up and maybe go swimming too if it's warm enough where you are.
Okay, I will.
And it also says you're able to bounce back very easily.
Yeah.
So, with that, I will. While the other ladies are giving wonderful messages, I know they will be. I'll be looking into if she signs off on this document.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh huh.
Hi, Brittany. It's Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. So I asked the pendulum two times, and I got a no. And then I decided to pull the Angel Answers deck, and I got two cards fly out for you. It's ask for help from others. And then the other one was communicate clearly. So the communicate clearly, it means that, you know, this card can indicate that there has been a miscommunication that is creating a challenge for the parties involved. By clearing up any misunderstandings, you can heal the situation so that everyone can start moving forward. And then the ask for help from others is not, I'm being asked to read from the book for this one. I don't know why, because it's kind of self-explanatory, but there might be something in there, obviously. It's not necessary necessary to do everything on your own. Your angels are asking you to reach out to those around you for assistance. By allowing others to lend a hand, you greatly increase your chances for success and your plans will begin to move forward. The help you receive may also include important information provided by knowledgeable individuals. The stress of doing too much can create both physical and emotional health challenges for you. Surround yourself with loving friends and family who are willing and able to lighten your load, and you'll begin to feel much better. Wow, I'm so chilled by this one, for sure. There are people that you can that will help you. So I totally understand why they wanted me to read it, because you needed to hear that there's other people that can help you to move forward and lighten your load to help you feel better. And surround yourself with friends and family who are willing to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope you're so welcome. And I'll send you over to Liz and see what she has for you. Liz?
Yes.
Did we lose Liz?
Uh-oh.
No.
Liz, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. I was muted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's muted.
I thought we lost you with the storms over there in the Northeast.
No, I'm sorry. I muted myself because my son came to ask me a question, and then I was talking away, and no one can hear me.
Oh, okay.
So hi, Kimmy. It's How are you? So I want to ask you first, and you don't have to disclose any information. I feel like this form is surrounding a serious matter. Is that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I immediately felt like this person is very timid, but eventually they will sign it. And I agree with what Mary says as I pulled the cards out, you know, that don't, she's going to fall into line, like that person's going to fall into line after they see other people. They wouldn't be the only one to sign it. That just isn't their, they're not a strong person like that. But if many people are on there, once they see that there's many people going in line with you, they're going to follow right along. But also believe in yourself. Believe in what you're working for. Because the first part I pulled out of the surrender, power of surrender deck is surrender outdated beliefs about yourself. It says let go of limiting ideas about yourself that originate from the past. Then you can own your power and soar in your life. So whatever anyone's ever told you about you can't do this or you're not good enough for this or and throw it out the window right now because you can do anything you put your mind to. You are able, you're capable, you are 100% can do anything, and you can be good at it, and you can win. So know that right now going forward.
Okay.
And the second card I pulled for you out of the Soul's Journey deck is abundance. I am a limitless being, and I can manifest whatever I desire in this physical reality. So put your eye on the prize. Write down what it is you want, and you're going to get it. You're going to get beyond what you want. And believe in yourself. Believe that you're getting it, because once you ask the universe for it, it is on its way. And I have to say this so seriously because it's so important that you believe that right now. Believe that you're capable of anything. Believe that you're a winner. Believe that you are the best at what you do, because it's true.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay. Keep that in your mindset. Get that focus there. Close your eyes and feel yourself already there, already, you know, have made that, already achieved it. Feel it. Feel that feeling, feel what it feels like, and live there. Live in that feeling, knowing that that's where you're going, because you are going there.
Okay. Don't doubt yourself. Don't let anyone else tell you any differently. Believe in yourself. You're the only person that's always with you 100% of the time that always has your back. So believe in you. Write that down everywhere. My mirror mantras. Write mantras on your bathroom mirror with dry erase marker and read it to yourself every day. Even if you don't read it out loud, you're still reading those words when you look in the mirror. Put it on a sign at your desk at work. I put little cards next to my alarm clock so when I wake up I have to read it. Reminders on your phone to pop up with your mantra. You know, if you're having a hard day, those come in and do such wonderful things for you. set them for random times throughout the day to just pop up with that message. I did that for a long time, just because you'd be surprised within a month, you'll feel such a change in your self-confidence and your personal power. It'll be amazing. So just imagine as you keep doing that, how much more powerful it gets. And you can change your mantras as you go, as different things arise and happen. But keep that focus on you because you are 100% capable of achieving everything that you're trying to do. It is not out of reach. It is not unachievable. It's not not a far stretch. It is 100% within your means to get. So keep your eye on the prize,
Thank you for the encouragement.
You're welcome. And, know that you have enough people supporting you that what needs to happen is going to happen. And like I said, I do feel that this coworker is going to come around. They're just not the type of person that's going to go out on their own. They're not going to be the 5 out of, they'll be the 15 out of 20, though. as you have more and more people support you, she will jump on board.
Well, she needs to sign it because it was only with her, so she's like the only person.
And she will. Other people are talking to her as well. So there's, I feel like,
okay.
What I see is
will
when
it take,
when Mary
will
support,
it, how
support,
long, do you know a time?
A time card, if I was to go with that, and I know Jan was trying to get a little bit more information, we'll check back in with her. This card is showing a tree in what I would call autumn because it looks orange and red. But I feel like that's the time that you're going to start your new beginning. So that's when things will be finalizing with this. It's coming, I would say it's coming quickly. Like it's going to be something that takes a little bit of time to come to completion, but by the fall, you'll be starting your new, you'll be at that rebirth place where you're on top of every, you've achieved what you were going for. So everything's going to work out the way you want it to, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you get anything else, Jan, or were you not able to pick anything
I did just a little bit, but the messages that you both gave her were just unbelievable. Just, oh, my God, so great, so beautiful. But I did get the first thing I got, Brittany, was they said that no matter if she signs it or not, you'll be okay. I just want you to know that. They sent that in very clearly to me. But as far as her signing, I heard within 3 months, and that goes along with what Liz just said. And also, I saw a pink truck with pink roses. I don't know if you have anything that around you, but my goodness, there's someone with a pink truck who's giving you pink energy and love and kindness and sweetness. So you have that around you, pink roses and a pink truck. So it might be an angel just sending you some pink energy.
let you know that you are loved with all that. Believe it in yourself, you know. Sometimes it's hard because we don't always have a hard time believing in ourselves, right?
Yeah, it's just, it helps with more opportunities with my career. So that's why it's kind of important.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She'll come around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know, Brittany, how everything goes. We'd love to hear back from you and get follow-up. So definitely check back in with us, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Bye, Brittany.
Okay. Well, we have about 10 more minutes. It looks like we have two callers. We take one.
Okay.
Well, we could pass it to you. You never know. So let's look at the first one and go from there. All right.
Okay.
Area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Vince.
Bryn?
Vince?
Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, I thought it was you. I'm like, I thought that was yourself, Bryn. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago, I went for a job fair at this company called Ball. I hadn't heard from them yet, and last Monday, I called her, and she said they still haven't made any decisions, but they're just hanging tight. They'll let me know. Today I called her and left her another message to get an update. So I'm wondering if they had made any decisions and moved on, if I'm going to get this job or not. The place that I'm working at right now, I'm just unhappy with it all. And I just started this job, and it's just, I don't know, I just don't feel a fit.
So, Vince, should I go?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Jan, I remember when you called the other time about this. So, and were you out of a job the last time you called?
I can't remember how long ago it was that I called you.
Oh, just a couple weeks ago, yeah. And you were wondering about this new job coming in or something.
Yeah, yeah,
Well, what I got was the horse. And I don't know if I gave you the horse before. I feel like I did.
You
but it's
did,
showing
Jen.
Up again.
I remember the call.
I did, okay. Well, the horse is showing up again. So this is your animal because I don't remember. I remember now giving you the horse now that the horse has showed up again. And so horse is about adventure and freedom and new beginnings and protection. And you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure, and you will have to move quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength. You're more powerful than you think, and teamwork with your friends, family, and community is important right now. So it's such a good energy of the horse, and you're very loyal, and you're a natural leader, but you like to wander about and explore, and traveling is a big thing with the horse. Anyway, you don't want to be stifled either, and the horse will start to buck whenever someone tries to stifle them. But your personal freedom is of highest priority, but at the same time, you're also very loyal, and you're someone that you can trust. So I feel good about it all. I feel good, no matter what it is, Vince, with the job. I feel good about it. I feel stability coming your way. I really do. I did the last time too. I don't know, but just hang in there. Hang in there.
Okay.
Good things are coming your way. I feel. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
And it's funny that you get the horse because the area that this job is in is Saratoga Springs, and that's where the famous uh-huh. horse race track is. And they have a huge golf course there. They have like a lot of forestry, new homes. It's just a beautiful community to live. So I'm hoping to get this other trip. It's about a 2-hour drive from where I live, but it'd be worth it because the other thing about this job is this, you work 4 days on, 4 days off, 12-hour shifts.
Okay.
And
cool.
the money is phenomenal. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I feel good things coming your way. That's just how it feels to me.
Okay.
That's how I feel. So
okay.
just hang in there.
All right. Will do.
Okay.
Wow. That was beautiful, Jan. I don't know if any of you guys heard. I heard, like, horses, like, racing. I don't know if you guys heard that in the background, but I definitely heard it. Like, I was just like, okay,
wow.
am I the only one hearing this? I was just like, horses
awesome.
And racing. Like, it's just going and going and going and going. And I'm like, okay. So, Vince, I do remember you calling a few weeks ago. So, yes. I got a big yes for a new job, and then I picked out a card for you from the Postcards from Spirit, and it's such a beautiful card, and it says, "Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune in to the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us? And in the back, there's an angel, and it says, you are love. And she's sitting on a tree, the angel, and she has flowers in her hands. So what I was getting really is that, you know, as the saying goes, when one door closes, another one opens, and sometimes the door that we want to be open is not the door for us. I'm not saying that the new job, you know, the place that you want is not it, but, you know, sometimes if that doesn't work out, it's because God has something better for us. So, you know, just letting it go and let God, you know, because sometimes He has a plan for us, and it's much better than what we could even envision our life being. So I just wanted to add that, you know, for you, Vince. But, I mean, I see nothing but a beautiful, you know, this new job is going to be amazing. I did hear the horses, too. So it might be the one that you really want, you know, because I really heard it.
Yeah.
So putting it out there and then just letting it go, you know, don't just hold on to that, you know, just let it go and just say thank you. Thank you. If this is for me, let it come, you know, because if it's not for you, then there's something better.
All right.
And that's what I have, Vince, and I'll switch you over to Liz now.
Okay. So I'll be speed reading because we have 1 minute on the air, and I know we have just maybe a minute after that cuts us off. So what I pulled, and this is crazy, Jane got the horse, out of the surrender deck, I pulled surrender to non-action, and the woman on here is wearing a unicorn horn. She's supposed to be a unicorn. Hello. So
wow.
Now is the time to be still and not act. Simply breathe and focus on your own power.
Mm-hmm.
Let others come to you. So you've done the work to get the job that you want. And I wanted to say, Saratoga, I'm like 2 hours south of Saratoga. So we're in the same area.
Yeah, I live in Poughkeepsie.
Okay. I'm right right outside of Binghamton. So,
okay.
So sit back and let them come to you. It's on its way. And I got chills when I pulled the second card out of the Soul's Journey deck, because when I went to my very first spiritual class 5 years ago to learn about this stuff, my teacher, this was the card I pulled, and it's success. I know that there is no greater goal than mm-hmm. to love. So put your heart into
okay.
what you're doing now so that you can get through it. You know what I mean? But what is meant for you
yeah.
is coming. And I'm going to say, like, there's
oh,
a lot
wow.
of worse stuff going on here. So,
yes.
Just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax. And it's gonna, they're going to call when the time is just right. Believe, trust in divine
yeah.
timing.
Okay.
It is a thing. It does work. It is real. And just enjoy what you're doing for now. Because if you don't enjoy it, the time's going to be miserable. So,
yeah, I
enjoy
know.
What you're doing. You have a job to pay your bills. You're doing okay. And you know what? Before you know it, that phone's going to ring with a job that you want. So,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
take it for what it is.
Awesome.
okay.
So,
thanks.
I hope that that helps you. And give us a call and let us know what happens. You
yeah,
know, and then I might
I definitely
come up
will.
And see a horse race.
okay. Definitely.
Take care, Ben.
You're welcome.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, that was
wow.
wow. What a great, that
great.
Was a great one.
I was going to say, now we get dropped, you know, like 2 minutes after. We used to be able to go over forever, but I know it cuts us off the last couple of times. So, great show, ladies.
yeah.
Yes.
It was
just amazing.
Fantastic to have you here again, Jan. We enjoy you.
Thank
yes.
you so much. I enjoy it so much. Just you two are so amazing, and DC also.
Yeah.
And I just,
so next
I
week,
just love working
you.
With
you.
You
are amazing.
Yeah.
Next week,
what
you
a
won't
fun
be here?
Time.
I can't be here next week, Jan. Really? So if you wanted another opportunity,
okay.
I mean, there'll be a seat open.
okay.
I mean, there would
there
be
you
one
go.
Anyway.
And Jan, the invitation
uh-huh.
The invitation is open whenever you want to come. You know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
we love sharing our space with you.
Yes.
Thank you. I love sharing this space with you, too. It's just miraculous, the whole thing. Every time.
It is. What a beautiful show. And there was just
was.
One caller I took. I took the caller. It's Nathaniel. So we'll pick him up next week.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys have spoken to Nathaniel the past 2 weeks.
I'm so glad that he's calling in because
no.
I saw his face and I thought, oh, my God, Nathaniel's here. And now you said it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you saw his face? Yeah,
yeah
he was on.
Yes.
But he just hung up. He just hung up. So
no,
I took
yeah.
his number down. I'll pick him up next week.
Yeah.
Have you
say,
guys
good.
Spoken
yeah.
to him at all?
In weeks?
Yeah, I've worked
What's
with
that?
Him quite a bit. He's a very nice man, and he has part.
Okay.
He's been part of our shows for many years, and he's like part of our group, you know.
Yeah.
You'll like working with him. You'll like it. He's very nice.
Yeah. Oh no, I do. I do like him. Like working with him. I just was
oh, okay.
wondering
you
if
already
he had
know.
Called the past few weeks because I know.
No.
The past.
He hasn't been.
I was
here.
Off last week, so. He hasn't been on.
No,
all,
yeah,
so.
He didn't call us.
Okay, so I'll pick him up first next week then.
I've actually
when we do this show.
He hasn't the last 2 months that I have in my book. I haven't talked to him. So it's been a while since he.
Wow.
Called
okay.
But I know.
Okay.
At one point
right.
he was transitioning jobs and things, so maybe that had something to do with the work schedule. So.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
knows? But
okay.
We'll get to
right.
him next time.
Yes,
like
we will. Yeah, we do. Well, it was wonderful, ladies. Thank you so much. Of course, we were
yeah.
in sync. and I loved your poems, Jim. They're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad you read last week, too, because I missed them.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thank you.
We can never have too much.
Thank you very much.
yeah.
It's a good
yeah.
it's,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too. Just blessed. I just love it. So fun. So fun.
Have a great evening, ladies. And
you
guys be here next week. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I'll miss you all.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great evening.
Yeah, I'll
all
miss
right.
you. I'll miss you, too. My goodness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we will.
All right. God bless, everyone.
All right. God bless.
Bye. Thanks.